This is episode 12 of The Business of Making Podcast, planning your marketing around special events and holidays.
Do you want to make it as a maker? This is The Business of Making Podcast with your hosts, Michaela Denvers, Deb Engelmeyer, and Jess Van Den.
We know from experience that growing a handmade business is bloody hard work. We're here to make it a little bit easier for you by dishing out reality-based, no BS, tried and tested advice on how to make your business work.
Tune in every week for an honest conversation on what it really takes to make a creative business a success.
Hey there, Maker. If you're loving the show, you can show us your support by becoming one of our patrons on Patreon for as little as a dollar a month. We have behind the scenes content, we've got shout outs, we've got links happening. There's a whole bunch of different rewards for becoming a supporter. So head on over to thebusinessofmaking.com/support to find out more. It will really help us to make sure we can keep bringing this show to you every single week.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Business of Making Podcast. This is Deb, and as always, I'm here with Michaela Denvers, who's a little bit of a French touch.
Hello, bonjour.
And I love it. Can you say mine with the German accent on?
Oh, no, I don't think I can do that, but I can. The French version, Jess Van Den. I don't know.
Oh, I like that. Hello.
So we are now in January. I hope you guys are all well aware of the time of, you know, the year it is. And we talked before, I think it was back in December, we had a couple of episodes, a small series, two episodes to be exact, on planning your vision and then your goal. And we're getting back into this a little bit today, but this time we're talking about marketing and how to actually plan your holiday marketing for the year. So, you know, what kind of promotion you're going to be running for your shop. Is it going to be Mother's Day or Halloween or everything? And so how do you decide on that and how do you plan for this so that you can make more sales this year?
Yes. So let's start by talking about what are some of the holidays that we have used or some of the holidays that people might want to plan for? Like, I can think of a whole bunch off the top of my head. What do we got? We got Mother's and Father's Day. We've got Valentine's Day, if you're in that industry. We've got Thanksgiving if you're in the States or Canada. Christmas, obviously, or Hanukkah. Or what's the other one that's happening now? One of my people is planning for it. One of the other religious holidays. So, you know, it's obviously going to vary depending on where you are and what you sell.
Mm-hmm. I think too, you know, those are the obvious ones, and I always go Mother's Day is like the most obvious to me. I don't know why, maybe because I'm a mum, I'm like, I want presents. But also the sort of minor like National Awareness Day. So there's a lot of, you know, like Daffodil Day in Australia and Red Nose Day and that sort of stuff, but also, or like St. Patrick's Day, but also like Talk Like a Pirate Day, May the 4th be with you, like, as well. So, yeah, it's good to sort of start, I think, with a big, big list of all of those and then really identify which ones would resonate with your audience. So, yeah, starting big.
Yeah, I think you said something interesting too, which is in Australia we have. So it's important, I think, to know where your main target market is. Or if you want to play the double game, it because you sell bikinis and your sales in the winter are not doing so well, playing the game where you sort of sell in the summer in the northern hemisphere and then move to Australia, New Zealand and southern hemisphere. Like, we're the only two countries in the southern hemisphere. More countries than that, but anyway, we are the center of the universe.
Yes, we are. But no, that's a really good point, because a lot of people forget that. Like, they get so focused on, it's summer where I am, and I'm like, hello, there's a whole other half of the world where it's actually winter.
Yeah.
You know, so if you sell knitted goods, it's fine. Just market to those people.
Yeah. And I think there's definitely some holidays that you can't go past, like Christmas. I think if you're not using Christmas, I mean, that's a little bit crazy. But there's others that just are not going to make sense depending on your audience. So if you, you know, if you're in the States and you sell like sporty sort of shirts and things like that, Super Bowl is going to be huge for you. Here in Australia, probably not, and definitely not if you're selling, you know, cards for, I don't know, you know, birthday invites. So it's really a matter of going back to your ideal customer. I know I keep on saying that on this podcast and all the time on my show and in my community. So I'm sorry for being a broken record, but it's very important that you know who you're selling to, because you are not selling to the entire world. And where are those people? What sort of, like, not celebration, what kind of holidays are they actually, yeah, celebrating? And you need to be really clear with that and start writing that down. That's where I would start.
Yeah, definitely. And something I think that a lot of new makers don't realize, or people who have kind of only been in business for a year or two perhaps, is how far in advance, if you want to do a proper job of it, how far in advance you actually need to be planning and doing stuff.
Yeah, all the time in my community, there's people going, oh, Mother's Day's next week, I better do a promotion. I'm like, dude, it's too late.
It's a little bit too late. Yeah, like you need to think, because, okay, I'm going to be honest, I'm that person who, you know, you walk into the shops on the 1st of November or even earlier and they're full of Christmas decorations and I'm just like, no!
Yes, I'm the same. I'm like, not already, no way! Or he's like,
It was August!
Yes. No! They're doing Halloween now in Australia, so that they got the Halloween stuff, you know, and then they got the Christmas stuff. But like, okay, even if you are like us and feel that way, when you're selling online, you have to do it. You have to be ready like a month minimum in advance, because shipping, you know, are you shipping overseas? Are you shipping within your country? If you're shipping domestically, you probably have to stop selling stuff like a week before, unless you're willing to ship, you know, express. And if you're selling internationally, you're going to have to stop selling stuff for that holiday, like weeks and weeks before the holiday comes. So you really have to be thinking about it months in advance.
Yeah.
And there's early shoppers and late shoppers as well. And you don't want to miss on the early shoppers because, yeah. I mean, someone that's planning for Christmas in August is going to purchase stuff for sure to decorate their house. You know, like it's a big deal to them. So these people are the ones that are ready to spend the money too. So there's that aspect of it. And then also, and I think we mentioned that in the episode that I mentioned that we did in December, which was if you work with retail stores and with magazines, you need to be definitely 3 to 6 months early. So I know that sounds crazy, but definitely August is Christmas time. Yes. Even for the rest of the world, just like retailing online, spring, and I'm talking here about the Northern Hemisphere, which is going to confuse you two ladies so much because I know we're not, and we're working in the opposite way. But, you know... The majority of people, so let's say in the States, will start shopping for spring between January and March, which sounds crazy because January is the middle of winter, but that's the early shoppers. And then March will be picking up and that's the late shoppers because you're actually getting to spring at that time. So you need to be ready at that time, which means you yourself need to be ready a month before that, which would be February at the latest for spring, which is, I know it sounds completely crazy, but that's really how you should be planning your year. So it's super important now that you take an enormous calendar, like, or just a big piece of paper and write down your calendar for the year and just book in those spots for those holidays that you really want to do and can't miss. Like, you know, if your thing is Halloween, because you've got like a spooky kind of brand and that's what's going to work for you, then you need to be planning for that, you know, 3 months in advance.
I think 3 months is a good ballpark. Like, yeah, you need to, that's just a nice period of time. Yeah, for most things. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We talk about that in our planning episode. But yeah, 3 months in advance, like, that's good. I mean, as Deb said, unless you want to deal with print media, like magazines specifically, you need to be doing it earlier. But if you're not dealing with that, then 3 months is probably pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, I think translating just what you were saying, Deb, to anyone in Australia who might be selling to both, so selling to the southern and northern hemisphere, you have to also be on that all year round. So if you're selling summer items and winter items, it's like doubly, you know, like you always have to be thinking about the promotion in the other parts of the world if that's what you're doing. But yeah, if you are only in Australia and selling only to Australia or, you know, surrounding regions, it works just the same. So if you're selling summer items, you need to be thinking about it, what, in like, I don't even know my months, June, July, November, in about June.
I can't work it out right now because I just really thought.
You're backwards, your brain's backwards.
Yeah, fully. I'm like back in like Europe in my head and I'm like, it's so hard.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about the sort of things you need to be doing and when you need to be doing them.
Yeah.
So basically I think, you know, a month, so let's just use Christmas because it's easy. Yep. Okay. So Christmas, I close my international orders a month before Christmas.
I love that you said that, like picking a date where you're like, I cannot take orders or you will not get it in time to put on the Christmas tree. Cause that's it.
Yeah. And I don't close my shop, but I plaster those dates everywhere. They're on the top of every single listing. They're on my banner. They're, you know, if you've missed them, there's a problem. So I put those dates everywhere. And That's okay. So how do I work that out? Well, our turnaround time is 2 weeks. So that's our making time. From when people place an order to when we get it out the door is 2 weeks. Yours may be shorter or faster. So that's going to change things for you. So for us, okay, so I close, I think it's the 26th of November this year. I'm closing Christmas every year, actually. I used to do it a little bit later, but then I'm like, nah, I need to a little bit more time. 26th of November. And then that gives us, you know, at Christmas time, we try to work faster, obviously. So we try to get stuff done within like a week if we can. And then that gives it, what, 3 weeks, a good three or a bit more weeks to ship. And even that, honestly, at Christmas time is on the edge of the wedge, man, because the amount of extra posts that's going around the world at that time of year, you have to expect things are going to be a bit slower than they normally are. Mm. So that's why I used to do December 1st, but I found that was even a little bit too late. So, and for domestic orders, I think it's the 10th of December, again, to give us the time to make and then the time to ship. So you need to think about how much time, what's my turnaround time? What's it going to be at this time of year? Like if this is my busy time, it's going to be longer than normal probably, unless you want, you're willing to kind of burn the midnight oil, and you may need to. And then what's the shipping time? What level of shipping are you offering? At what point do you offer cutoffs? Are you going to do a special, you know, if you pay for express, you can get it at this date? There's all these sorts of things to consider.
And with your product line, Jess, do you have the same product line all year round, or do you do like holiday product lines?
No, we generally have a static product line, like a standard product line. We don't do, as I say that, I'm experimenting because we've had a pretty standard product line for many years, and I actually want to do a few new things. So I've been experimenting with doing some limited release pieces. So some earrings, like a small collection of earrings for spring. I think it's spring, summer, and sort of autumn, winter, doing a release. And I've only just started that, so I'll have to report back on how that's going. But so with that, obviously, I need to be getting that out the door and all that sort of stuff.
I was just thinking too, for people who do have that static product line, your timelines will be possibly a little bit shorter than those who are doing like specific holiday product lines. So if you're doing a specific line for Mother's Day, for example, you'll have to start that process a lot earlier because you have to come up with the product, make the product, promote the product, and then like have your shipping cutoffs and all that kind of thing as well.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so that's the next step backwards, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But taking Christmas again as an example, that's why really by the end of August, that collection that you want to have, if you have like stuff specific for Christmas, I don't know, if you do jewelry and there's some stuff with Christmas trees and stuff on it, that needs to be done definitely by the end of August because you want to start pushing that in your shop in September, October, November.
Yeah. With your marketing plan that you plan out in your planning. It's all planned. It needs to be planned.
It's all planned. It needs to be planned in advance and ahead of time.
Your goals that are quantifiable and measurable and all your data that you need to be tracking.
Somebody want to tell us how many times we say planned in this episode?
Take a shot for every time we say planned.
They'd be very drunk if they hear that. Well, very wide if it's a shot of coffee.
Okay, so should we keep moving backwards from that? As in, timeline-wise?
So you need a shipping cutoff date. Mm-hmm. And then before that is, I guess, the promotion and selling phase. How long should that be in general?
Well, that's kind of long. How long is a piece of string? But I think, a good month at least, if you really want to do a good job of it.
Yeah. For Christmas, I'd say even 2 good months, like October, you can start, unless your shop is also really, Halloween is going to be a big deal for you. Then you don't want to send mixed messages here and you're going to have to focus on that and then focus on Christmas a bit more. So it's really going to depend, I guess, on your brand and what you're actually selling. But you could push it every month for Christmas easily.
I was going to say same for Thanksgiving. I mean, we don't have Thanksgiving in Australia, so it's not an issue for us. But if you're listening in the US or Canada, that might be an issue for you as well. You know, you might have to kind of, you might even do all three. Oh my God, can you imagine? Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Well, that would be quite stressful.
Yeah, and then there's Black Friday right there too. So a crazy time of the year. That's why, you know, it's really going, you have to take all these things into consideration. And maybe, and that's an important point, you don't have to do them all. Like I know there's a lot of pressure to do, you know, especially at that time of year, that's quarter of like Halloween and then Black Friday and then, you know, it's Thanksgiving or maybe Thanksgiving is before Black Friday. I can't remember. But anyway, Christmas and it's insane. And in between there's also like Cyber Monday and they've just put stuff there like small business Saturday. So it's insane. And realistically, if you trying to do them all, you're going to confuse the hell of your customers and your subscribers and your followers. So you have to pick your battles and don't feel pressured by the rest of the world and those shops that have been in business for like 15 to 20 years and they have like two marketing, you know, teams on their working for them that actually have the resources to do that. Because if you don't have that, you're going to make a mess of it and it's that's not going to work.
Yeah, and you're not only will you stress yourself out and weigh yourself thin, you're actually going to annoy people. Yeah, like if you're trying to do all of these promotions, too much selling in such a short period of time, it's going to turn people off. Mm-hmm. I have issues. I have issues with Black Friday. Like when Etsy started promoting that, I'm like, what are you doing? No, that is, you know, like the whole point of that is for shops to sell off stock that they've got lying around. And okay, so I understand that some handmade sellers do have stock lying around to sell off. I know I'm biased by the fact that I do everything made to order, but I just feel like it just doesn't feel good to me, you know, like to devalue the hard work we've done.
Well, that's getting into a conversation about discounts, really. Like,
yes,
yeah,
which will be another episode.
Yeah, I'm writing this down. It's a really good one, ladies. I'm writing down on my little
write it down
things. Because it's true.
It's similar in any retail stores here. It's, you know, stock tactiles sales seem to take place like it's supposed to be after Christmas and like in the middle of the year, right? Like the financial year sale and stock tech sale at the end of Christmas. It's all bullshit. Like, you know, stores just have sales to get people in to buy stuff. Like, you know, it's all marketing crap, really. And I think that's probably where your discomfort comes from, just because it seems genuine. It's like, what is the reason for having this sale? Is it just to get people in the door? Is it even really a sale? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I just don't want handmade sellers to feel like they have to participate. I don't. I don't do Black Friday. I don't do any of those sales, you know, because I just don't want to.
And I think,
frankly.
Yeah. And that's fine. I think there's also a difference between a promotion and a sale, obviously. So instead of a discount sale, you can still promote something, you know, have a value add on or something. But we'll get into the discount discussion another time.
Yeah. So let's move on.
You don't have to do it all. But that also made me think, we're talking about holiday sales or promotion, but there's two different types.
Yeah.
There's the one that's like a few month process, or like you can promote for a couple of months. So like Halloween is one, Valentine's Day would be one, because hopefully your partner or you, if you want to buy something for your lover or whatever, you're not going to buy it on the day. You need to buy it in advance. Mm-hmm. So all of these holidays that are celebrating that people are going to buy a gift for in advance, these are like a 1 to 2 to 3 month like promotion plan. Mm-hmm. And then there's all those quick little promotion or sales are actually on the day, like Black Friday. You usually don't send an email 2 weeks before saying, in 2 weeks, I'm going to do 50% off, because then no one goes for 2 weeks. Everyone's waiting for that. So these are the ones that are just like, you know, you hopefully have an email list where you're going to shoot through some emails on the day, and that's how it works. So these are sort of like less of a build up in terms of the marketing. So, you know, it's Black Friday, I guess like Super Bowl would be probably, I know Super Bowl would probably be one that you plan ahead.
What is with you and Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Have you watched the Super Bowl?
I don't know. And I know nothing about Super Bowl. I'm French and I live in
China. I'm pretty sure it's around Thanksgiving, I think.
I don't even know anything about the sport. I need to pick another example. But anyway.
How about the state of origin? Wait, no. Oh yeah, state of origin. You're in New South Wales.
Yes. But see, you would plan that in advance because
I don't care about football.
Yeah, not me neither. I really couldn't embarrass myself speaking about it as well.
I care about sport, not necessarily about football.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, Small Business Saturday. I think, you know, Boxing Day, you could probably have those like 24-hour sort of like 2-day only, Labor Day, you know, all this kind of stuff. Works well, and it's an easier sort of plan because it's really like, well, send that one email and send us some stuff on social media. So there's those two different aspects as well of the
And talking about those two different aspects, I think there's actually a third aspect, which is the promotions that you would do around specific days that are not for selling, more just relationship building with your customers and with your audience. So you're not necessarily looking for the sale, but you're looking to build that relationship with your audience around specific days.
I think that's where the stuff you, kind of the quirky ones that you mentioned.
Yeah, that's
me. I think that's a really great way to build your brand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, may the 4th be with you. If you have a nerdy brand, release a new product on that day. Like, yeah, do something that's fun. It doesn't have to be a discount. It doesn't have to be a sale. It can just be something that your people will resonate with, yeah, that they'll enjoy and that will make them happy. And hopefully make some sales as well. Okay, so let's look at this on the big picture. We've got our big calendar. Is it too late for people to buy your calendar, Michaela?
Of course not. They can buy it all year round, but generally people buy until like the end of March. So
yeah, well, if you haven't got one yet, so where do they go for that?
They can go to makerswallplanner.com and grab one of those.
Oh, because we're all using that one. And it's made specifically for makers, so check that out. And have your big planner. As Deb said, get the list of holidays, choose the ones you want, put them on the planner, and then literally, like, I like to laminate mine so I can use whiteboard markers, and you can scribble all over it and go, okay, let's put an arrow back to here and like highlight whatever.
And you really have to do that. Like, you have to block out that time because you, and this is going back to the planning episode, but it's all, you know, this is what we're all about. Plan out what you're doing and make it actually happen. But it's so important to really block out that time visually to see, oh, this is actually going to take me this long and I need to start it at this time, you know, 3 months, 2 months in advance. So I think it's so important to have that visually in front of you.
Yeah, and you see the overlaps as well where you go, wow, that time of the year is insane. So then you decide to erase. You're like, okay, well, I'm not committing to this anymore. I'm not doing it. Or plan even more in advance because you're like, those two things are happening at the same time and I will always, like, I only have time for one project. So this one needs to be done before that. Because you'll see time in the year where, like, summer for most makers is a slower time for sales. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that's the perfect time to work on your Christmas thing. It's really weird and awkward because it's July and you just want to be by the pool and not need any better socks. But that's when
Ozzy's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she says it all over again.
I'm so used to working with people in the US. I'm so sorry. And then my brain is still wired to like this European weather thing. So still adjusting to life in Australia, you guys. So yeah, sorry. Okay. Opposite in Australia.
We love you. We can work it. Everybody can work it out for themselves.
I feel like I'm giving everyone like a, I don't know, time zone headache, like where people are like, wait, what? But it, you know, it's that idea of like you'll see period of the on the calendar that are like empty where you're like, well, not much happening here, and that's a great thing to go, okay, well, I'm going to plan ahead for the busy time coming, or maybe I can find a promotion or plan out something for that time because I know I'm going to have little sales and there's no maybe special holiday or event around that time, and you can just make your own actual promotion. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to wait for Black Friday to have a sale. Like, you can just go, okay, well, at that time I want to actually get rid of some stock if that's what you're doing. Jess is going to get what I'm saying, but
no, that's fine.
Know, that's like your business model.
Yeah, exactly. If you have stuff pre-made, and like I often do a birthday sale around my birthday.
Yeah.
For a number of years, I've done like a big thing to celebrate. Like, I'm celebrating another year by giving you guys a special discount, and I do it for like 48 hours or 24 hours.
Is the percentage like your age?
That's going to be getting really painful soon, so no. That'll be 38 this year, and I'm like, that's too much. Like,
my gosh.
Maybe for digital products, but not for handmade products. But yeah, do fun stuff like that. And that's cool as well. But I wanted to mention, remember when you're doing this long-term planning to also put on your personal holidays, anything your kids have that's important, you know, any big events in your personal life, because you need to be aware of those as well. Like when I have two sabbaticals a year where I take a week completely offline, completely no work, no internet, and I go somewhere and just chill, right? But if I wanted to do that and then I accidentally planned a course launch for like the week after, oops, that's not going to work. So you need to put all that stuff on the calendar and make sure it all fits.
Yeah, totally. And the same thing happens like if you've got kids and they have school holidays and you plan a launch the week after a school holiday.
And I think we all say that because we've made that mistake. Like, I literally just a month ago when I had the launch of my HQ membership, And it was meant, the lunch was effectively finished when I went to Canada to visit my brother, and I really wanted to spend some, you know, good quality family time. And I didn't realize that I would still have a lot of wrapping up to do. Like, I was sending personal notes via the post to people everywhere in the world, and I definitely didn't finish that before I got on the plane. So I had to get everything to Canada with me and started like packing there. Like, it was a mess, and I was just like, what have I done to myself? You know, and you know, you're your own boss and you make those decisions, and you, like, I did it to myself, and I was really stressed and upset because I had to work on the first few days of my holidays with my brother, and that was all my fault. Like, I was like, you've done that to yourself, lady. So, you know, lesson learned.
Yeah, we've all learned the hard way. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we kind of covered that there. Yep. Deb, you're point person for this episode, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am hosting this episode. I'm totally on top of it. I'm all over it. Can you tell? I'm really used to it.
I just went into automatic podcast mode because I've been doing it for 70 years. Like, no, it's not my turn.
This is just telling me, Deb, it's time to wrap up. I think we're finished here. So, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. Please come and join us in the Facebook group at thebusinessofmaking.com/Facebook, or if you're just on Facebook, if you search for the Business of Making community, you should find us as well. And come and let us know what you're thinking of doing. If you have like questions, you can maybe, you know, brainstorm with other makers who might be having similar questions to you. And we would love to hear from you and know what you're up to next year and what you're deciding to do. And subscribe to this episode if you are willing to. Leave us a review, and we will see you next Wednesday. Is that when the episode goes?
Yeah, on? Wednesday morning.
Yes, Wednesday it is.
Wednesday morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.